Dear flashcards, I confess, my emotions have been a mess. Cause you changed everything we ever knew. From witches to poison, and the queen walked too. Whoa, I've been wrong.
I was wrong.
Been out all night.
Way too long.
Getting hogs and Valkyries.
I pushed that button and believe in you again.
Welcome to episode 77 of Pineapples and Thorns. It is ladies' night only here on the show. Peter unfortunately forgot his earbuds at home, so he's unable to record with us tonight. And I'll introduce my guests in a few minutes, but I'm going to run through some CFF news. The Valentine's Massacre event was held on February 10th, and it was a great event organized by Jalen from Sons of Guns, and it was streamed by our friend Morzors. And the winner of that amazing friendly challenge event was Navy. Congratulations. He just blew through. I think there was like 200 people, it felt like, registered. But it was only 50 because the clan was full. And he just blew through everybody and did a really great job smashing all the 16s to come out on top. So congratulations to him. And then we had the Coke versus Pepsi War. The teams of Coke, that was Ace and myself, versus Pepsi, C-Note, and Evil Empire, faced off for round 3 of the Soda Wars. It was 5v5, one attack each, no seasonal troops. And again, Mords streamed that event. And as if there was any doubt, Coke absolutely crushed Pepsi's cans yet again. C-Note and Evil are still in hiding as we speak. There's a penalty for losing. They are supposed to extol the virtues of Coke on the Clash Tours podcast, so we are still waiting for that to happen. And CFF Esports, both teams have entered the Mulan Cup and received buys for the first round. Their first matches are due to begin February 15th, so tonight as we record. And we will follow their progress and successes through the tournament. So good luck to them. And tonight it's my extreme pleasure on the inaugural Pineapples and Thorns Ladies Night to welcome my good friends Big Muskie and Storm. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Muskie is the leader over at Bad Grandpa. She is also all over the place with her other accounts, Shimmy Jig and Redthorn, for two of the other clans that we know of. She's got more accounts, and there could be many more. Storm is part of the amazing leadership team over in the Good Guys family of clans. She handles technical support and keeps everybody in line over in the Trample Damage server as well. Welcome.
Thanks, Kat. Good to be here.
All right, let's give our listeners a brief Clash history, and then we'll go into a little bit more detail. For example, when you started playing and what Town Hall levels you currently play. Storm, do you want to go first?
Sure. So I started playing when the game originally came out back in 2013 and 2014. My niece and nephew lived in Michigan, and I lived in Chicago, and they picked up the game. My nephew started a clan, and then the parents, you know, popped in to support them. They were only 9 at the time, so it was my way to, it was nice. It was my way to communicate with them on a nightly basis. After that, you know, everyone kind of stopped playing. Fast forward to 5 years ago, I'm in my living room again with my nephew and his entire basketball team, and they're playing Clash of Clans. And they look over to me and they're like, "Hey, Storm, Aunt Storm, you should, you know, create an account." So I'm like, "Oh, okay, sure. You know, I remember that game." So I created an account. I was in their clan for one day because I joined it and I saw them playing and I'm working from home and I'm like, "Hey guys, you know, are you allowed to be playing at school?" They were in middle school and I'm like, "Are you allowed to?" You know, scratching my head, or, you know, being the mom, the good aunt that I am. And sure enough, I don't think they liked that very much. So later on that night, my nephew booted me.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Yeah. Do you remind him about that today?
Oh yes, definitely. And this is the best part, right, Kat? So So from that, then I moved on. And I just, you know, started more accounts and more accounts. And I was in a bunch of alliances and a lot of, you know, really good, solid, long-term, you know, clashers. And now he looks at my base and everyone else and they're like, oh my gosh, wow, like you have two, you know, 15 max and all these accounts and you do all this stuff. And they kind of, you know, they like to tease me.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So here I am. And yeah.
Okay. Musky.
So for me, my husband and son were playing it in kind of early spring of 2014. And I look over at them and say, what are you guys doing? And they're, you know, tapping on all their collectors, like every 15 minutes, they're logging on, tapping on these things. Like, what is going on? And I just dismissed it. And then fast forward to like the end of October of 2014. And we were up north for a weekend and the weather was just not very pleasant to go and do anything outdoors. So I ended up downloading the game and I started playing. And then 2 months later, I created another account. And, you know, about 4 months later, created yet another account. And it just kind of snowballed from there. So now I currently have three Town Hall 16s that are, you know, getting close to maxed out from the new update. And I'm in Legend League with all of them, and I religiously do all eight attacks every day on all three of those. And I also have two Town Hall 15s that I raid somewhat with. I keep in wars at all times. And then I have another 15 that it's just holding a place, you know, placeholder clan. And I have a engineered Town Hall 11 that is holding another clan. So five that I play daily.
Your hands are full.
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about what got you involved in clan leadership. What, you know, what drew you to it? Musky?
So my son was leading the clan when I first started playing. And of course, my husband was a co-leader. And, you know, that was back in the days when you couldn't even set your status for wars, right? So you just launched a war and relied on the fact that everybody's going to attack. And of course, you know, more adults just started coming in the clan because it was named Bad Grandpa. So it's actually named after the Johnny Knoxville movie. But, you know, I think it attracted a lot of older grandpas, actually. So my son was like 15, 16 years old at the time and, you know, wasn't really doing anything to lead. And being mom, I'm a little bit on the bossy side, and he recognized that. And, you know, by the end of May that of 2015, said, Mom, I think you should be leader of this clan. And, you know, I just kind of liked having things my way and, you know, keeping things organized and running. And, you know, that wasn't his thing, obviously, being a 16-year-old kid at the time. And so he turned over leadership and that was the end of that. So I've been there ever since.
Awesome. Storm, how about you?
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, after I left my nephew's clan or got kicked, I was one of those people that was really involved with a game and I'd get the gold pass and I would donate a lot and I understood war, right? You know, and all the components of, you know, Clash of Clans. And so I slowly but surely felt like every time I would join a clan, I would get co-leadership within, you know, a couple of days, a couple of wars, what have you. And then when about a year ago, I was in a group of clans where Trample Damage actually knew the owner from back in the original global chat days. And they had a family of clans. I was you know, active with all of those clans and then decided to do a holiday party. So I threw this holiday party. Triple Damage came over, visited, was part of the war. When we met, it was awesome. I said, hey, you know, I see this bot thing on your, you know, your server. We can take care of that. You know, you can put it in another channel if you ever want help. You know, just let me know. I hope I'm not overstepping. He made me admin. You know, it was like the next day. He's like, here you go. You're admin. Do whatever, you know, figure this out. And I was like, not in a mean way or anything. Like, do whatever, you know, he just gave me this responsibility. And so I was like, okay, well then, you know, having that responsibility, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to join the good guys. I came over there. And then the same thing with their server. I was like, oh, you know, I know Discord. I know the bots. I'm going to start setting up the bots to give all the stats. I'm going to do reminders, all that kind of stuff. And that was really how my leadership kind of started. And so how I view myself is I'm kind of more of a leader outside, like the overall family of clans, rather than just one clan particular. I'm in GG7 and I'm in Good Guys 3. And I'm co-leaders there. I'm not leaders. I don't want to be a leader because I like being more of kind of the admin leader of all of those. So it's a little bit different than Musky. But yeah, that's how I got started.
Interesting. Yeah. So what do you enjoy the most about it, Storm? Like the whole leadership / admin kind of a role?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question because similar to that, not wanting to lead a clan, right? And you know, I've been given that position or asked. And I'm like, no, I like to meet people. And I like to jump around from clans to clan to clan and have that freedom and be like, okay, I want to bring this account over to the Raided, for example, or in Shimmyjig, or, you know, I need to go help Tiny Tot. So I like, I enjoy meeting everybody in the family and then just bringing people together. That's what drives me the most.
Musky, how about you?
Yeah, I would say it's similar for me. My favorite thing is developing those relationships with the people in your clans. And, you know, of course, elders, co-leaders can do that as well. But I feel like everybody in the clan needs to have some connection with the leader, or you're probably not going to keep them there, right? So I find that aspect of the game really interesting. And I also like being able to set the rules for how they work for, you know, myself, that I can maintain my personal life, my job, everything else, and still have time to actively be involved in the game and keep things running smooth. And that's not always easy to do under somebody else's direction. So those are the main reasons that I like being leader.
Yeah. And so do you feel like there's a lot of pressure for you to be sort of present in the game frequently?
That I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that I do, because, you know, you do trust people to do other parts of the game for you and things, but, you know, you still like to keep an active eye that everything is running as it should be and nobody's creating any issues, so you can deal with them as needed.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way because, you know, I'm lead in Red Thorn and the Raided and co-leader over in Phoenix Reloaded. So, you know, you feel this stretch to sort of always be around and like you say, keeping an eye on things.
Yeah. And of course, with, you know, these full clan capitals that both Red Thorn and Bad Grandpa have, you know, you've got people constantly coming in and out, needing to go somewhere to dump their capital loot and coming back in and, you know, re-promoting people so that they can accept others back in. It can get kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
So you just like to make sure you don't lose anybody along the way for whatever reason.
So would you say that's something you enjoy the least, is the having to be around to let people in and promote, or is there something else that sort of you don't necessarily enjoy?
I would say planning Clan War League. You know, that is just every month.
Oh my god.
Every month. And it seems like it brings out the worst in some people, right? Mm-hmm. Like people you've not had any issues with ever in the past, and then on Clan War League, it's like full moon has come on. You know, just craziness ensues and things you aren't expecting, and, you know, somebody doesn't want to go to a lower level clan, or they don't get moved in time, and you're herding cats, right?
Exactly.
So that, I would say, or, you know, just when you have those odd amounts for regular wars and you're having to either hunt down people to opt in, or you're having to take people out that wanted in, that stretch from 30 to 40 is so difficult.
Yeah. And there is a rumor that they will hopefully on the next update bring in bring back the 35 person war. So we shall see. Storm, what do you think? What do you enjoy least about leadership?
Yeah, I was, while Muskie was talking, I was like, oh yeah, I think I have that written down somewhere. Yeah, absolutely. mine is time. And it's not time in the game, because I love the game. Like, it's very addictive for me. It's very, like, even just, you know, random stuff. Just your daily attacks, and then the war, and then, you know, figuring out what you want to upgrade. All that stuff in the game is usually a lot of fun. Chatting in the game for me is always fun. But sometimes you'll get pings or you'll get questions where it does take a lot of time. And then where you have to answer it. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to run out the door, you know, to go meet someone for dinner. And I'm like, but I have to answer this question, because it is about someone, you know, getting over to a clan in time for Clan Rogue League or something like that, right? Where it's like, I really can't wait, or something that's, you know, worse or detrimental to someone else in the clan. And so it's like, you have to answer these questions or try to stay on top of it. So that's probably my least favorite thing. You know, just figuring out how to do that, and then how to do it in a way where it doesn't, it's always positive, right? Like, I always want to be that positive person. I'm taking the lead, or I'm taking that role of wanting to help people. In between all of the good guys family of clans, I want to stay positive. So I don't want them to ever feel like they can't, you know, any member can't ask me a question at any point. So it's just, you know, just that's the, you know, just finding that balance and making sure I stay, you know, stay sane and happy.
So we, I guess we're kind of touching on some of the challenges that we all face as leaders. But is there a particular challenge that stands out for you that you would face on a daily basis, Muskie?
Say, just trying to keep the clan active. You know, it's a lot easier to keep the clan active when a new update has just come out, because, you know, everybody's entranced with it again and the interest is high. But when you're, you know, on that downward cycle of that update's been out for a while, you're waiting for some new content, you know, you start losing people, they lose interest. You know, they start slowly opting out of wars, and it takes a lot of doing to just keep them interested enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some days you're just plain tired, right? You have things going on in the real world, and then you got to get on the game and try and be engaging, and, you know, you just don't feel like it some days, you know, but you have to, because it's not good to have a leader who's down on everybody or, you know, upset about everything. So that aspect is difficult some days.
Storm?
Yeah. One of the things I've realized too, and Muskie kind of hit on this when she was talking about Clan Rogue League and people not wanting to move from one clan to another, or they feel like they're going, you know, being downgraded or what have you. What I find for the good guys, and they're numbered, ironically, you know, it's good guys main, and then it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And so there's like this automatically people think that there's a hierarchy, and there is a hierarchy in the sense of town hall levels, right? So good guys main is very competitive. You know, you have to have a somewhat maxed or close to maxed, you know, town hall 16 at this point, right? But good guys 2 is also, you know, very strong and high town hall levels, and we're trying to balance that out. But however, the people and the talent that I see in the other clans as well, like good guys 3 and good guys 4, good guys 5, 6, and 7, definitely in 7, I see so much talent. And I have one of the pro players playing on his 13 in 7 right now. And I'm like, yeah, we're a good clan. Like, we are a good solid clan. We're not any less important than any of the other clans. It's just that we have different town hall levels in this clan. My higher town hall level is in GG3, and then my other higher one is visiting Shimmy Jig right now, you know? So it's like, just for everyone in the family to remember, we're all really good players, and there's some, you know, talent at every single clan, and who knows, you know, how successful they'll become. Don't, you know, please just, you know, treat every member equal. That I would say that's my biggest challenge in my role right now.
Excellent. Is there a specific challenge that you think is unique to you as a female in leadership role? Storm?
They're more funny. I'll keep it very funny. Someone joined the other day, and, you know, of course, we always get the he. He said this, you know, or, you know, Storm, he said this. And I'm like, I'm a she. And they're like, oh. And then the kid goes, wow. Women are good at this game or something like that. And I just, you know, it was hilarious. Totally. I had to take a picture of it. And I think I, shared it with all the co-leaders. And, you know, sometimes I feel like people are like, you're a girl, you're not very good at this game. And I think there's some really talented females that play this game. I'm not saying I'm really talented at this game. But I do know how to attack. I can get my 3 stars when I need to. And I know you and Muskie for sure are very talented. So that's a little bit of a challenge, you know, a unique characteristic. And then the other one is, and I'm sure you both could agree to this, is we have to word things nicer, I think, than men sometimes. Sometimes I hear a guy will say to another guy, like, dude, get your war hits in, you know, or even use a swear word before or after it. And it's all good. But then, like, sometimes I'm like, well, I can't say that. Like, I want to say that. But I know if I say that, people are going to look at me a little differently. And I'm like, eh. So I just try, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm fair to everyone. If I tell you to do your war attacks or if I tell you you need to donate more, you need to. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, you know, just because I'm a female. Sorry. Like, you know, it is what it is.
For sure. Muskie, how about you? What are some challenges that are unique to you as a female in a leadership role?
I'm on the same page as Storm with this, I think. People assume when they join your clan, they assume you're male. Granted, Big Muskie is not a very feminine name. I will give you that. but one funny story on that. I had a guy in my clan, and I am not going to name names. He's still there. He was in the clan probably about 8 months or so. And all of a sudden, one day, he says, "You're a female?" I said, "How did you not know this? You know, you've been here 8 months. You're a co-leader." And he said, "Well, I don't know. I just assumed you were a man." And I said, "So when I talked about my husband and son starting the clan, that didn't tip you off? Or, you know, when I say, sorry, I have to get my war attacks in early because I need to do my nails tonight, you know, none of that tipped you off?" And he said, "Well, I just assumed you were a gay man." And I laughed and laughed and laughed to the point, you know, I had tears rolling down my face. My stomach hurt. I was laughing so hard. And it just really brought it home that, you know, people catch things in chat some days, other people don't. And, you know, I feel communication in the clan is, like, really necessary. And I probably tend to try and over-communicate. And I think that's because I'm a woman. And, you know, the guys are like, "Oh, no, I didn't see clan males. I didn't see this." You know, it's like I'm always looking for that stuff. So I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges, is just trying to get things the way I like them and use the communication tools in place. And, you know, from that aspect.
Yeah, it is difficult. Like, when you think you're typing, and in your mind, you know that you are, you know, a certain gender, but it doesn't always convey, you know, when you're typing that message.
Right. Right.
And it might be helpful, Supercell, if you're listening, if you could put a little icon so that we could personalize, that they would know, you know, who you are in Discord would match your little avatar in game. And that might be useful in assisting with that.
I think that's one of the reasons why I use emojis so much. One, I just love the emojis, but anybody who knows me or has seen me in Discord or chat, I'm definitely an emoji girl. but still people don't pick it up. I'm like, all the little hearts and the female, you know, like the female emojis, you still didn't know I was a female? How's that possible?
You know, even after a 3-star in war, you know, I tend to put in chat the 3 little ladies dancing, like doing the flamenco or whatever. And, like, well, I don't think most men, you know, post that as their their celebration dance, but okay.
You never know these days.
they like, they're stealing our emojis.
Let's talk a little bit about support structure. Do you guys have a good support structure for you in your clan or clan family, whether it's in Discord or in game? Do you have good support for yourself, Storm?
Oh, that's a good question. One, and I'm going to give a quick shout out to Peter, even though I know he's not here. How I met Peter was one day he messaged me and he said, "Hey, Storm, I know you do all this bot setup for the good guys. Is there any way you could help my dear cat? I want to help my dear cat." He said this to me. "I want to help her set up bot reminders so she doesn't have to do it." And I was just like, this guy is amazing. Dear cat is, this is the support that everyone deserves. Absolutely loved him from that day on. And yeah, I would like that. I don't have it right now in the good guys. I do have Trample Damage, who supports me emotionally more than anything else, which I love him for. I do wish that we had more administrative help in the good guys server, but we did recently do role admin. We created a new role and we've got four guys helping out in that, and they really do try. But as Musky said before, you really have to be active and you have to understand all seven of the clans to really help sometimes. So to no default or to no fault of anyone else, it is hard to have more support in that stance. In a clan role, in our clans, individual clans, yes, our co-leaders are so strong. Tons of support there. They're all great. And yeah.
Musky?
Yeah. So my clan does not use a whole lot of Discord. We have one set up. Of course, I've joined the Redthorn server and, you know, CFF and Shimmy Jig and some of Trample's clans servers out there. But my bad grandpa one is not overly active. I can ping a few people here and there, but it's not really a tool that we have a lot set up on. In clan, you know, I can rely on everybody's going to do their war hits. They know if I'm not on, you know, they're going to send out those clan mails to try and get people to get their attacks in timely. They're giving direction in chat. If I'm out on vacation, you know, people run wars, no problem. They're awesome at filling the CCs for me and just supporting me in chat. If I, you know, set up a new rule of some kind or say, you know, I don't think this part is working really good, there are plenty of people in there that jump in. And, you know, some of them have been in the clan as long as me. Mm-hmm. So they know, you know, how we want things running there. And they do step in and help out a lot. So that's a great thing to have.
Definitely. Do you have a potential succession plan? Like, let's face it, people burn out, they retire. What happens if you as a leader decide to step away from the game? Musky?
Oh, I don't think anybody wants to be leader that's there. So I would imagine if I were to step out, they would all end up trying to find clans somewhere else. Just because, you know, I've had times where, you know, the game gets to you and like, well, I'd really like to take a break. Can somebody, you know, does somebody want to step in and lead until I come back? And, you know, I can't get any bites for that. They will be co-leaders, but they do not want to lead. So I don't really have a backup plan for that. I guess I'll just keep playing forever just to keep the clan together.
Storm?
For our clan's co-leadership, I feel like each of the clans does have kind of a second in command, like the leader and then the second in, you know, second co and so forth. So I do feel like we're set up for success in that aspect. As far as the server, no, but I don't know at this point if anyone really, you know, if I left, if anyone would care. No, I mean, but there's not much to do. Everyone knows how to create the links now at this point. So I think it would be fine.
You've trained them well.
Yeah. Well, or it's not that hard to figure out, but, yeah, but hopefully we're not leaving anytime soon. Musky, right? and get.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'm like Musky. I'll probably have to play forever. None of the guys want the job, and they're amazing people.
Oh.
And they support me 110%, and you know, I'm really quite lucky and blessed to have them all looking out for me, because I do have my moments. What do you think Supercell could do to make things easier or better for clan leaders as a whole, Storm?
Sure. So I saw this image I think it was Reddit or someone posted it, but it was about the chat, right? And I know they did a survey about in-game chat and how to fix this. And they really need to do those. In my opinion, that would be the first thing, is these tabs, right? So like, you've got general chat where everyone can chat. There should be like a small little window underneath it, which is like leadership chat, where only co's can post in there, and give war direction or rules or what have you. And then also, at the top, you would have, you know, your clan description, and that would be editable, right, Kat? Oh,
thank you. Yes, thank you.
Right? So they would have that, and then they would have a space for rules that we could write out, you know, and then they would have another space for like recruiting or looking for people to join, or if they have to go to a server, a Discord server, you could post it there. I mean, really, leadership, it's so limited in mm-hmm. how we can communicate to our clan. It drives me nuts. And even like, I'm in Shimmyjig right now, right? And Big Musky is a co-leader there. And I feel like I have to scroll up and make sure I don't miss anything, because, you know, I don't want to make her mad. Right, Musky?
Oh my gosh.
She'll kick you.
Right? Same with the Raven, right? Yeah, you and I can see Fuzzy want to kick me, you know?
Oh, but every day. Every day.
Every day. Yeah.
It's really hard to control him. Musky, any ideas? What can Supercell do for us?
Yeah, definitely the communication tools. Even if we had something where if I posted something, you know, the first time the people log back in, like if it has a pop-up on their screen that they have to read before they can continue.
Oh, yes.
You know, because I'll send a war instruction in clan mail, or I'll things in chat like, hey, in 14s before we re-hit 15s, you know, it's stuff like that. But you know, the next thing I know, I'll say it and somebody will log on and re-hit a 15. Did you not see this? So I think just having something pop up as mandatory reading would just be a big thing. Or, yep. You know, if you've got people over in a second clan and being able to communicate with them, especially during clan war leak time, because as I said, you know, I'm not running mine through Discord. So I'm very limited and stuck with basically using clan mails or clan chat to get things organized. And that's very difficult.
That's a great point. It's hard enough as it is to organize things like CWL. So any tools that they could give us in-game would be so much appreciated.
Absolutely. Or recruiting tools.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not often that I have more than a spot or two open. But right. It would be nice to have some kind of area within game where you could chat with somebody like we used to do in Global and kind of check and see if they're a good fit for the clan or not, you know, before they make the move over.
Yeah, or one of your other clans, right, Big Musky? So even something there where you could say, well, you don't fit here in Big Grandpa, but we have a spot for you over here, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many little light quality of life type things they could do that would really make a big difference for sure.
Definitely.
So we had a question from one of the people in the rated, Tremec. He wanted to know, why do you still play this game?
I ask myself that every single day. but what it comes down to is it's the friendships I've made through the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like to stay in touch with the people in my clan. And, you know, it is exciting when something new in game comes out and everybody's trying it out and finding things that work. And, you know, now, of course, with those Root Riders, you know, we're getting a lot more 3-stars. And so it's made the game a lot more fun again. I feel like that was lacking, but I play the game for the people. Definitely.
Storm?
Yeah, Exactly. And especially, you know, having this chat with you two, a case in point, you know, friendships, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I'm not as driven to learn all the new meta as I think you guys really, you both of you keep up with it a lot more than I do. You know, and that's great. It doesn't drive me. It doesn't excite me that much. I'm still trying to learn how to three-star with the armies that I have. So I'm okay with that. But yeah, I love the community and I love the friendships, the people.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the same for me. It's really the people and the friendships that I've made over the years. Hate to say it, the years that I've played this game. It really keeps me interested. So let's switch tracks a little bit. Did anybody get the survey from Supercell the other day? Storm?
No.
Musky, how about you? Did you get it on any of your accounts?
I did not either. I had one a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not get any this time around.
Well, I feel special now because I got one just on one of my accounts. And it was just, you know, the same sort of thing as the previous one. A bunch of different pop-up or drop-down menus and answers, questions about the game. You know, what would you like to see in the game? And so I had quite a long list at the end. There was this box, other comments. It's just like, I filled that up quite full with many of my ideas that I've stated here over and over again. So I was hoping a lot more people would have gotten the survey so that Supercell would hear from us.
Kat, and forgive me for not knowing this, was I supposed to go somewhere to find this survey, or did it pop up where it wouldn't let you enter the game without taking the survey?
It popped up, and it just said, I forget the exact words, you know, we have a survey for you, blah, 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 you know, the usual words that they say.
And, interesting.
I know there was Musky, the one a few months ago, I think it was a similar thing, right? You didn't get it on every account. You would get it on like one account or something, and this big pop-up would come up and invite you to take the survey, right?
I'm thinking the one a couple months ago was a link that got posted somewhere where you could voluntarily go into the link and
maybe that's submit. What I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it was kind of communication tools and, you know, rank which ones you'd like to see off this list, which are your top three, things like that. I don't.
Okay. All right.
Can't remember. That was a few months ago.
Let's move on to the next topic then. So currently we're in the middle of the Lunar New Year event. Musky, did you buy the event pass?
I did. I bought the pass on the 5 accounts that I play on a regular basis. Still trying to get through all of that. It's a lot to take in, but yeah. I wanted to make sure I got all the ores possible and, of course, get that frozen arrow. So, yes, 5 accounts.
Storm?
I feel like a loser.
Why?
Because I didn't buy it on any of them. I bought...
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, I bought the gold pass on 3 of my accounts. I'm warring on 6 of them actively right now. But yeah, I didn't buy the pass, and I'm scared that I'll probably only finish it on 4. I mean, ironically, it's easier to finish it on my Town Hall 9 because it's just the clan castle, and those bases are so easy to just go in and loot and hit. But I still have a ways to go on my other ones. So, but no, I didn't buy the pass. Yeah. Sorry, Supercell.
That would be so sad.
Right.
What are your thoughts about the event troops? There was the Firecracker and the Azure Dragon. I can never say that word. I didn't think they were as overpowered as previous events. And, of course, I'm spoiled because I wanted the Lavaloon back. But they're not going to give that back because I don't think quite as strong. Did you guys use them at all?
So I've used the Dragon once and I used the Archer once. And I'm with you. I didn't think that they were OP and I haven't heard all the noise around them being all that great, like the Lavaloon. So I haven't been training them and I've been really trying to practice with my Yetis and Super Archers and then my Hydra as well. So yeah, no, I'm not really using them.
Musky?
Yeah, I haven't used them either. I think just because I have armies that are working pretty well. And, you know, to change out of that for 2 weeks, especially when I'm racing to try and get this complete path done, you know, on 5 accounts, like, I just don't have time to be, you know, using new troops for 2 weeks. I did use the cookies back in December, but that was, you know, right after Town Hall 16 came out. So I didn't really have an army established yet. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was different. But right now I'm content with what I've got. So I haven't used them.
Yeah, I did run a firecracker army on my 16 for a couple of days. And I definitely was not impressed at all. I know that seasonal troops are generally fairly squishy, but they're usually their offense makes up for what they lack on defense. So I did not use the dragon on my 16. I tried it on my 9. I think the animation was really cool on them, but I was not impressed with their firepower much. They're very, very slow. If you think the E-dragons are slow, these things are slow. And they kind of shoot a electro flame thingy. But definitely it did not force me to just constantly use them the way previous event troops have been. So if they're going to go to the trouble to give us a special troop, they might as well make it a little bit broken so that you can have some fun with it.
Yeah. I haven't noticed many defenses on me using them either. Mm-hmm. So I don't think people have used them. Like, you know, in December, everybody was using cookies on me. Yeah. You know, I would look back through my defense, and I'm just really not seeing the special event troops use this time around. Maybe the novelty wore off a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So there are a few rumors that Supercell is going to drop an update in the next few weeks. I don't think it'll be before the end of February, but you never know. There's also a rumor, and I hope this is not true, that they're going to nerf Root Riders. Do you think that would be a good move? Do they need a nerf, Muskie? What do you think?
Absolutely not. They do not need a nerf. It's, you know, people are still finishing up their Town Hall 16, and assumably, you know, the next part of Town Hall 16 will drop at some point. So once all the defenses on the base are stronger, the nerf, that, you know, if they nerf them, they are not going to be up to par for using anymore. You know, even now, raids are getting a little bit more difficult than they were, you know, a month ago. Mm-hmm. But now that the more defenses are done. So if they were to nerf them, I think that's setting it up for a bad situation once the second half of Town Hall 16 comes out.
I totally agree with that. I know C-Note would as well. Storm, what do you think?
I agree. I don't think that they need to be nerfed, but I actually don't even really use them. And I know, again, staying up with the meta and getting with the plan. I know I'm a little behind, but I'm really practicing the two armies that I want to consistently 3-star. I'm just that type of person. So if I can consistently 3-star those two armies, then I'm going to have another one, which is, you know, the Root Riders when I'm ready to switch over and learn that army. No, because I want all of my friends to be happy. They should absolutely not nerf the Root Riders. And they are super cool. They do walk right through walls. The only thing I do think that, you know, I need to do is I need to stop upgrading all my walls, because I'm like one of those people that keep on up, you know, spending all this gold and elixir on these walls. And I'm like, it's pointless. So
it really is.
Yeah.
Okay. So in keeping with the spirit of February, we're going to talk about our top 5 romantic comedies. Muskie, you want to give me your number 5?
My number 5 is 50 First Date. Classic Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. You just gotta love the effort that he puts in every day to trying to make her day wonderful until her memory comes back. So that's a good one.
Storm, what's your number 5?
Yeah, my number 5 is Love Actually.
Excellent choice. My number 5 is Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Let's give it to number four.
Number four, I'm going with a classic, Pretty Woman.
It's a classic.
Great. Yeah, great movie. Got to watch it every time you see it. Come on. Always worth watching again.
I also have never seen that one.
Better get that on your queue.
I need to watch it. It's on my watch list. Storm, what's your four?
When Harry Met Sally.
My number four is Marry Me. With, you know, that's one of the J-Lo movies.
Oh, yes. I did see that one.
I have not seen it, and it didn't even look good. You've seen that, but you haven't seen Pretty Woman?
If you're going to watch a romantic comedy, it doesn't necessarily have to be well acted, okay? Or have a plot. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Muskie, what's your number three?
My number three is Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, good. Just one.
A really cute one. Yeah.
Storms?
Yeah, mine was Working Girl.
Okay. I haven't heard of either of those.
Old classic.
Perfect. My number three is Enchanted. That movie made me laugh so hard.
Mm.
What is your number two?
I've seen it.
Yeah. I think it's a Disney. It's a Disney.
Okay. My number two is The Proposal. I just adore Sandra Bullock. I think she is just an outstanding actress, and pair her with Ryan Reynolds. It's a great movie.
Oh, that sounds like a great one. Yeah. What's your number two, Storm?
That was The Proposal was like six on my list, Muskie. My number two is My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And some of the reason I love that is because it's set in Chicago and I've been to that restaurant. So yeah, that's classic. And produced by Tom Hanks.
And do you know who the main actress, you know, she is from Winnipeg?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My number two is Crazy Rich Asians. I read the book and I love the movie. I thought it was really well acted. They did a great job on it. All right. Number one, Musty, what's your number one?
My number one, cheesy as it is The Ugly Truth. I have to go with the Gerard Butler movie. And I got to say, that one made me laugh a lot. So, very good one.
Storm?
That is a good one. And my number one, Muskie already said, I can't believe it was five, is Pretty Woman. And Kat, I don't know what to do with you.
I'm pretty hopeless when it comes to keeping up with, like, you know, the top movies of all time. My number one is The Princess Bride.
That's a classic. It almost made my list. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
My husband loves that one. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. So here's the deal. I will watch Pretty Woman if you watch The Princess Bride.
Deal.
Okay.
All right. We got it.
Perfect. All right. Let's jump into some shout outs. Muskie, do you have any shout outs?
I have several. This one has been long overdue. My shout out is to our good friend C-Note, because he ventured into my clan to do a podcast on it. And this was, I think, probably 6-7 months ago. And I didn't even know podcasts on Clash existed. So from there, that kind of opened up my whole world into making this game really interesting again. So kudos to C-Note for that.
He is
Kat, shout out. Yeah. Kat, shout out to you, because I'm quietly watching sometimes just how things are run over in Redthorn and picking up useful tips from an awesome female leader. So thank you for that. Shout out to Storm as well, because I did not know much about Discord, and Storm took me in as a good friend and helped me navigate all of the Discord servers and information on there. So I'm very grateful to that. And a shout out to Peter. I know he's not here, but he has gone above and beyond the last couple months helping find places for my bad grandpa people to do Clan War League. So that is a huge task, and I don't know what I would have done without his assistance. So my last shout out, all of my bad grandpa clan, just for sticking with me for everything for so many years. Like I said, some of them have been there with me for close to a decade. So that's something to be said for finding good people through a virtual world. And I appreciate all of them.
Amazing. Wonderful. Storm, what do you got?
Yeah. So aside from both of you who, Kat, thank you so much for having me and Muskie on at the same time too. And Muskie, you've been a friend since we met, like instantaneously. So love this. Thank you for doing this, Kat, and having us on. First, I'd like to thank Trample Damage. We met like about a year ago. Again, it was during this holiday party, and he was talking. We were DMing each other. He was talking about his kids. I was talking about my niece and nephew, and I was like, "This guy is so cool. Such a good-hearted person. I could totally be friends with him." You know, I made one quick suggestion, like, "Hey, you know." Yeah, you know, I can help you with this if you ever need it. And then he makes me, you know, administrator. And then he, you know, he brings me into the good guys family. He's always made me feel welcome. He's always shown me support. I love how positive he is and how he brings the community together. And so, Trample, you know, huge shout out to him and for the person that he is. My second person, similar to Muskie, of course, we have to shout out C-Note. He is a blast. So much fun to talk to. And the friendly banter that I have with him, or at least I feel like I have with him, I love it. He makes me smile every day. He doesn't say a lot on Discords, but sometimes he'll just do this one-liner zing, you know, the zinger. And, you know, it can keep me laughing for the rest of the day. Or I'll go back and I'll look at it. So, and I know his podcast is fantastic. And I know he spends a lot of time on it. So keep it up, C-Note. We love you. And then my last person I want to thank is Liam Titan. He's Liam Titan in Discord, but actually he's a Reddit moderator known as Vanessa Baxton. And he's a young man in his mid-20s. I've met him through the Trample Damage server. And I've had a couple of times where I've had a bad day, either in class or in life or whatever. And he's just always been there for me. And he'll always ask me, like, he'll check in with me every couple of days and say, "Hey, Storm, how are you?" And I'm like, "I'm good. You know, how are you?" And we've talked numerous times on voice. One time I was having a bad day. He just picked up the phone, called me. He's like, "I'm sorry I didn't ask, but, you know, I thought, you know, you sound upset. You sound sad. Let me talk and talk to you." And Liam, you know, if you're listening, which I hope you do, you're just a gem. You're positive. If we had more of you, this whole world would be perfect. So thank you for being who you are. And, you know, just you're awesome.
Echo all those amazing people. Great shout outs. I want to show both of you out. Thank you so much for coming on the show and agreeing to proceed with the episode, even though Peter couldn't be with us. And I also want to shout out Morgan over at Dark Sector and all the fine people over there. I'm over there on my Kitty Cat account visiting them right now, and war is about to get underway over there. So we're having a great time. Jaeger is busy smashing with Root Rider Valks. So yeah, just great, great time over there. And we're going to play another great song from Jezza. He did a collaboration with Clash with Ash, and the song is called Bring Back the Witches. It was a fun homage to witches back in the old Town Hall 9 days.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Ash here. I got a question for you. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love and had your heart broken? Well, that's what happened to me. You see, I was in love. I was in love with a witch. And then Supercell came, and they took her away.
We were young, and things were new. Skeletons were oh so cool. Going we're back in limbs. Felt so hard for you. Bring back the witches, they've been gone all in too long. Bring back the witches, this is the reason for my song. Please let the Larrys trigger a giant. Cause I miss the witches, and I think the witches miss me too, too.
Girl, we've come so far. We've been through so much, so many three-star raids, and you were always by my side. Today, I'm putting it all out on the table, witch. I want you back, and I'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. Come back to me, witch. Come back.
Then one day, I heard the news. Supercell had killed my muse. Bring her back from the grave. It's not too late to make witches great. Bring back the witches, they've been gone all way too long. Bring back the witches, this is the reason for my song. And please help the lyrics trigger a double bomb or two, cause I miss the witches, and I think the witches miss me.
It was a real dark day, the day that Supercell took the witches away. Many cats who raved with her exclusively, they turned their back, fell in love with the Valkyrie. It was a real dark day, the day that Supercell took the witches away. Many cats who raided with her exclusively, they turned their back, fell in love with the Valkyrie. Come back to me, witch, come back. Love you.
Bring back the witches, they've been gone all way too long. Bring back the witches, this is the reason for my song. And please let the lyrics trigger a giant bomb or two, cause I miss the witches.
I was in love with a witch.
Whoa. And I think the witches, bring back the witches. They've been gone all way. Bring back the witches.
You are always by my side.
This is the reason for my song.
Today, I'm putting it all out on the table, witch.
Trigger,
I want you back, and I'll do whatever it takes. So no matter what this world throws at you, no matter where you are, you always remember one thing. I'll always be your bad boy, and you'll always be my witch.
And thank you everyone for listening. The CFF is a family of clans who love to play various games such as Clash of Clans, Clash Royale, and others. You can send questions or comments to us on Twitter at RedthornCOC. To get more information on our clans, events, and podcasts, join the CFF Discord at discord.gg/clashfiles.